Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda fall just short tonight. Their winning streak comes to an end at two straight games. And their winning streak again against the Calgary Wranglers expires at four consecutive. Calgary gets off to Schneider and their four-game losing streak. And with the win, Calgary on the year, they improve to 23 wins, 13 losses, 3 overtime losses. The Barracuda fall to 13-21, 7-0. Let's recap this one at 2:28. Ilya Soloviov swung one to the net. It went off of Barracuda defender and passed Georgi Romanov, and that got things started at the 2:28 mark as Calgary, who didn't score last night, were on the board early. But the Barracuda would answer back quickly at 3:45. Jacob Peterson would snap a lengthy goalless drought as he'd whip one through the five hole of Dustin Wolf at 3:45, his fifth of the year. Thing looks dangerous right now in the Barracuda zone. Here's a chance now for the Cuda in transition. They score! It's Jacob Peterson! An assist from the referee went off his skates. And Peterson beats Dustin Wolf through the five hole. And we are tied at 1-1. Jacob Peterson gets an assist from the referee, went off his skate, allowed him to skate right into it, work into the offensive zone, coming down the left wing and beat Dustin Wolf through the five hole. And for Jacob Peterson, it snapped a 18-game goalless drought in the Barracuda with a quick response in that first period. They were not done. A few minutes later, they would score again, this time to take their first lead. Thomas Bortolone, his first game back after an 11-game absence, rips home his ninth of the season. From well out, blocked by Sabourin and stuffed to center by Lindelof. Sabourin trying to chase it down. He's run off the puck, but he got it in deep. He'll make a change as Castles gets in on the forecheck. Lyle, pressure on by Castles. Centers in front. Bartolo! He scores! In his first game back after an 11-game absence, Thomas Bortolo has buried one, and the Barracuda have taken their first lead. Barracuda with a 2-1 lead at that point. Time of that goal at 8:34. Cole Castles picks up the only assist on the Bortolo goal. Great effort by him to get it to him. And the Barracuda in a good spot in that first period. 2-1 was the lead. They take that lead in the intermission. They outshot the Wranglers 16-5 in the first. No penalties were called. That would certainly change in the second, and that would influence the complexion of the game. There's no question about it. Because in the second period, the Barracuda would take four different minors that would lead to power plays, and Calgary would capitalize on their first two. They would first tie the score up on a Brady Lyle goal at 2:54, and then at 9:49, they'd get a goal from Jonathan Aspero. For Lyle, a six, for Aspero, his fourth. And Calgary would take a 3-2 lead. They would not look back after that point, as Dustin Wolf, who allowed a couple of goals on the first eight shots he faced, he closed down the door, made 25 consecutive stops after that point to pick up the victory. So Calgary wins. They snap a four-game skid. No goals were scored in the third. Barracuda did have one that went past the goal line, a real quick whistle, and it was waved off, and they would not have any other chances remotely that close after that point. And they were unable to score in the third and would eventually fall. Final shots in the third period, 8-3 in favor of the Cuda, but they just could not get the equalizer. So Calgary victorious. Again, they pick up the win there, 23-13-3-0. And with the win, Calgary is now up to 49 points. Depending on what happens with Ontario tonight, they could move back into the third spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. San Diego won tonight. That means the Barracuda now 3 points behind the goals for that ninth spot in the division. Let's go over our three stars tonight. Georgi Romanov, our number three star. He was solid, and it was a good bounce-back performance for him after a couple of struggles in which he allowed five goals on a seven-shot stretch over parts of two games. Gets the start tonight, was really solid, and started in front of Etu Makaniemi, who was supposed to start, but could not play due to an illness. So 36 saves for Omonov on 39 shots. He is the number three star. The number two star, Jonathan Aspro, had the game-winning goal at 9:49 of the second period. Came on the power play for Aspro. Finished with three shots on net. And the number one star, Ilya Soloviov, he finished his night with 2 points. Goal, assist, plus one rating, three shots on net, and a couple of penalty minutes. These teams with two more games on their season schedule. That'll come north of the border in Calgary later this year. Barracuda will hit the road coming up on Friday and Saturday in Abbotsford. That'll be a three-game road trip with the All-Star break in between before the Barracuda come back home on February 10th for Cuda Country Night. Game late tonight, 2 hours, 27 minutes, 3,682 sod. Great atmosphere, great night for some Barracuda hockey. Unfortunately, the Cuda just come up short here this evening by a final score of 3-2. Dustin Wolf is the winning goaltender. Wolf improves to 17-7-1 on the year. He is now 13-2 lifetime against the Barracuda. Georgi Romanov, he suffers the loss. His record is now 3-5-3 on the season. We will be back on the air from Abbotsford starting at 6:30 on Friday, of next Friday, that is. And you can listen live at sjbarracuda.com, of course, through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. And you can watch on AHLTV.com. Until next Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you of tonight's final score, the Calgary Wranglers 3, the Barracuda 2, and thanking you for listening or watching. We certainly do appreciate it. Until next Friday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Right.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.